They're trying to figure out why in Nashville. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The day after a former student shot up a Christian elementary school, murdering three kids.
No parent should have to receive that call. No parent should have to go through anything like that.
A school headmaster and two staffers were also murdered before police killed the shooter, Audrey Hale.
Nashville police say Hale, who identifies as a transgender man, likely planned the shooting ahead of time. When they searched Hale's home, they found maps of the school with details on different entry points. Investigators also revealing that Hale wrote a manifesto of sorts.
Fox's Jackie Abanez. President Biden called again for stricter gun laws. Today, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy criticized the president for not negotiating over raising the debt limit to avoid a default by June.
The responsible thing to do is to get into the room. The Republicans have worked on a plan. We believe in limit, save and grow. Limit our spending.
The president has said he wants a debt limit increase with no spending cut strings attached. House Republicans have sent a subpoena to Secretary of State Antony Blinken over the U.S. troop withdrawal from Afghanistan in 2021. Congressman Michael McCaul chairs the Foreign Affairs Committee and wants Blinken to turn over classified cables from the U.S. Embassy ahead of the pullout, warning it could turn to chaos. McCaul just told Fox,
I will not sit back and take a sort of sanitized format, if you will, the State Department's filtered version of these cables. We made that clear all along.
We have an update on last night's fire at a migrant facility in Mexico that left 39 dead. Mexico's president said migrants started it, lighting mattresses, protesting a decision to deport them.
So this morning, officials calling for a full investigation, as this is one of many detention facilities in Mexico that just continue to struggle with major overcrowding there.
Fox's Alexis McAdams near the border in Mission, Texas. The Senate's about to start a hearing on the border and a record surge of illegal immigration, questioning the head of Homeland Security. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
It's not just a border hearing getting underway at the Senate. The Banking Committee is about to question the head of the FDIC that insures deposits and other Treasury officials about two recent bank failures and concerns more could be at risk. On Wall Street, it's a mixed market so far today. The Dow is up 45 points, but the Nasdaq's dropping 78. The S&P 500 losing 8 points. The price of oil is up slightly, around $73 a barrel now, but gas dip is a fraction. The price has been steady lately. AAA's national average, $3.43 a gallon, is the same as it was last Tuesday. They're watching those prices closer than ever in California.
Lawmakers in California passing a bill which will let the state's Energy Commission create a watchdog agency to investigate oil companies, require them to disclose financial information, and decide whether to impose penalties for profiting off price gouging. The measure, supported by Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom, who is expected to sign it into law this week, comes after the average cost of a gallon of gas in the state surged to a record high of $6.44 last summer. Legislative leaders initially rejecting the governor's call for a new tax on oil company profits, arguing it could discourage supply and lead to higher costs. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Speaking of high prices, items supposedly auctioned off last week from convicted murderer Alec Murdaugh's estate are showing up on eBay.
A crossbow for $21,000 and a camouflage gun case with an opening bid for nearly $5,000. Those are just some of the items from the Murdaugh family Moselle estate popping up on eBay. Alec Murdaugh was sentenced to 2 terms of life in prison for fatally shooting his wife and son on the family's hunting estate. The auction attracted true crime fans who wanted to own a piece of memorabilia from the tragic Murdaugh saga and sellers looking to flip the possessions for a profit.
That's Gianna Gelosi. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.